Megan Tafrizian, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies, lower 20s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 9, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 30s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 20s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Police are investigating a shooting outside a Lawrence sports bar that left three people wounded. Police in Lawrence say the shooting was reported around 2 o'clock yesterday morning outside the Players sports bar on the city's east side. Upon arrival, officers found an injured man and woman with non-life-threatening injuries in the parking lot. A suspect in the shooting fled in a car but was stopped by police a few blocks away. KWCH-TV reports the suspect was taken to the hospital with a life-threatening gunshot wound. Governor Laura Kelly issued a disaster declaration over the weekend after grass fires sparked in Cheyenne County in northwest Kansas. The fire started mid-morning along U.S. Highway 36 near St. Francis. KWCH-TV reports the Kansas Division of Emergency Management in Topeka is monitoring the situation and, if needed, will activate the State Emergency Operations Center to coordinate response. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Price sells cars at Rusty Egg Ford. At Rusty Egg Ford, we know bad things can happen to good people. So if you have good credit, bad credit, no credit, or a discharge bankruptcy, no problem. Call 333-3333 and ask for Mr. Ed. At Rusty Egg Ford, we have you covered. So call us at 333-3333 and ask for Mr. Ed. One more time, call 333-3333 and ask for Mr. Ed.
And now from Rusty Egg Ford for all you Chiefs fans.
The family of an unarmed man who was fatally shot by police while responding to a bogus emergency call is seeking $25 million in damages in a lawsuit. The Wichita Eagle reports that recent documents filed in the lawsuit brought by Andrew Finch's family outline damages they're seeking for his death and their pain and suffering. The 28-year-old Finch was fatally shot by police in December of 2017. The lawsuit filed by Finch's family is pending. The city has already spent nearly $250,000 to defend against the lawsuit. A Kansas man convicted of inappropriate contact with an 11-year-old girl was denied a non-prison sanction at a hearing on Friday. 29-year-old Donovan Hall was sentenced to just over 5 years in prison after entering a guilty plea to aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Cake TV reports Hall's attorney had asked for a departure in the case, trying to get him sex offender treatment. And to all you veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. From the Mid-America Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A deadly weekend on I-80 as authorities say a South Dakota man died after a collision in South Central Nebraska. That crash happening around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon near the U.S. Highway 281 junction at Grand Island. The Hall County Sheriff's Office says a semi-trailer and a two-passenger vehicle were involved in the collision. The name of the victim and other details about the collision have not yet been released. Nebraska officials say the body of a duck hunter who was thrown into a lake when his boat capsized has been recovered. Nebraska Game and Parks says conservation officers and rescue divers found the body of 21-year-old Anthony Dush of St. Paul in Sherman County Reservoir on Friday night. Dush and another hunter were on a duck hunt traveling across the lake in a boat Friday when it capsized, throwing both of them into the water. And to all you veterans, happy Veterans Day from the Mid-America Network.
This is Leroy, the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. I know you've experienced it. While harvesting, you have a breakdown, and the parts won't be here until tomorrow. If you run a Gleaner combine, you have an advantage over others in the fact that when you come in for the parts you need, you can get what you need and get back to harvesting. We have genuine quality AGCO parts, so they fit right and do the job for which they were intended. We are widely known to be the dealer that stocks more genuine AGCO parts than anyone in the area. After all, we service what we sell and back it up with parts. If you don't run a Gleaner combine, why not check us out? We ship AGCO parts daily because of our large inventory. We have you covered with parts and service this harvest. Call or come to Schmidt & Sons, 6 miles west of Andale, or in Winfield on the west side of town along Highway 160. Or you can find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
The Tractor Man will be the one, just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm. Down at Schmidt.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Veterans observances included a parade in Blue Rapids Saturday. A number of programs are slated Monday. Frankfort Schools will begin a program Monday at 9:15 in the South Gym with a breakfast for area veterans in the North Gym at 8:15. Marysville Schools will host a program at the new Activity Center beginning Monday at 10:30. The public is welcome, and a shuttle service will be provided by the district from the city swimming pool parking lot beginning at 9:40. At Washington County High School, veterans and families are invited to a breakfast brunch at 8:15 with a program at 9. Lynn has a program at 9 at the school gym with refreshments following. The Marshall County Clerk will be canvassing for election Monday. The courthouse is closed otherwise to observe the Veterans Day holiday. However, the front door will be open for the public for canvassing purposes at 8:30 a.m., and commissioners will meet briefly at 10 to approve bills, extend flood proclamation, and approve purchase orders. No other business will be conducted. Washington County Commissioners will meet Tuesday, November 12th. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet this week due to the Veterans Holiday and the annual KAC Conference. Next regularly scheduled meeting in Nemaha County is Monday, November 18th. Commissioners will also canvass votes on the November 18th date as well. While Marshall County voters approved a half-cent five-year sales tax to support Community Memorial Healthcare Tuesday with 53% voting yes, a similar question remains pending in Brown County, where a mere two votes out of over 2,500 cast separate a decision on a 10-year half-cent sales tax for the Hiawatha Community Hospital. No votes currently lead, with all mail-in ballots counted. Those narrowed the margin three votes after polls closed Tuesday. A matter of 40 provisional ballots will be taken up by the Brown County Board of Canvassers meeting November 18th. A similar question on the ballot failed in the county by 29 votes in May. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Greg Riott, who was selected by Republican County Precinct Committee members Thursday to fill the open seat for the 3rd District County Commissioner, he officially resigned immediately upon the selection, which goes to the governor for confirmation. Ryan served as sheriff the past 19 years and was planning retirement late next year. He takes the seat held by Travis Altenhoffen, who last month announced his departure effective January 10th. The Republican Party now has 3 weeks to select a replacement for county sheriff. Another resignation, this in Pawnee County, Nebraska, involved Sheriff Jamie Reed, effective end of December, who will leave after serving the post since 2006. Commissioners accepted the resignation with regret following an executive session last week. Lois I. Burnett, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Oak Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Lois Burnett.
Robert Bob P. Myers, age 73, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral services will be held at a later date with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Bob Myers.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
You'll be thankful for the great specials at CJ Express in November. Monday through Friday, the Chicken Cordon Bleu stuffed sandwich is hot and ready for a hearty lunch at the East and West stores. CJ West is debuting the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza, featuring Cookies Barbecue Pork on the Hunt Brothers signature crust. Every day is a great day at CJ Express.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cold front making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow showers across the area. Some are seen accumulating snow. That front will continue to push off towards the south and east as we head through the day, bringing clearing skies. And it looks like high pressure system overhead tonight and into tomorrow. But with this Arctic blast, very cold temperatures, and behind the system, we're definitely going to see some windy conditions as well. We will see a warm up as we head towards the middle and end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Veterans Day, some snow showers early, then clearing skies. We'll see temperatures lower 20s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 9, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 30s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 20. For Wednesday, blend of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 40s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-November, 58. Record high on this date, 82 in 1927. The average low, 36, and the record low of 12 degrees, set in 2018. Sunset this evening at 5:12. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02. Our third snow of the season. It's not yet mid-November, and a brisk 17 degrees with a wind chill in the single digits as north winds clip in at 5 to around 15 miles an hour. Radar indicating still a few skiffs of light snow in far northeast Kansas throughout south-central southeast Nebraska this morning. Watch out, some slick spots out there, invariably with the midwinter precipitation mix, and we have temperatures well below freezing, so watch out. Going to be slick and chilly for this Veterans Day. A salute to all our veterans on this Monday, the 11th of November. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
The NFC's top contenders tested. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a matchup with playoff implications for both teams, a balanced scoring attack helped the Minnesota Vikings outlast the Dallas Cowboys in the Big D.
Toss right to Dalvin. Turns it up to the end zone. Touchdown! Dalvin Cook struts into the end zone.
On KFAN, Kirk Cousins spread the ball around to 7 different receivers for 220 yards, while Dalvin Cook added 183 yards of his own and the go-ahead score late as the Vikings beat the Cowboys 28-24. As for who the Vikings are chasing in the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers got back on track at home against the Carolina Panthers.
Rodgers alone in the gun. Gets jet sweep action. Fakes the jet sweep. Rodgers steps up. Scrambles left. Looking. Throws. End zone. Pylon. Catch is made. Touchdown!
On WTMJ, Aaron Jones racked up 3 touchdowns and the Packers hold on for a 24-16 win. This is ABC Sports. Around the rest of the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense returned to form, grounding the Los Angeles Rams.
Shotgun snap. Back is gone. He has time. He throws the ball down the field. Intercepted. Minka has it, and that's your ball game.
On WDVE, the Steelers forced four Ram turnovers, including this game-sealing interception from Minkah Fitzpatrick for a 17-12 win. Other scores, Lamar Jackson accounted for four total touchdowns as the Ravens crushed the Bengals 49-13. Browns edged the Bills at home 19-16, and the Jets stunned the Giants 34-27. College hoops, Michigan State guard Cassius Winston played with a heavy heart just one night after the death of his brother who was struck and killed by an Amtrak train in Albion, Michigan. A moment of silence was held before the game to honor Zachary, who was just 18 years old. Winston's double-double of 17 points and 11 assists helped the number one Spartans coast to a 147 win over Binghamton. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins win the Class D1 state volleyball title, defeating Archbishop Bergen Saturday in the championships 25-19, 25-17, and 25-22. The win gives Diller O'Dell three sweeps in the state tournament at Lincoln, capping a nearly perfect season, having lost a single set. Diller O'Dell, state champion, Class D, won a first title for the Lady Griffins. High school football action and sectional play on Friday. Eight-man Division II, Hanover defeated Frankfort 36-32. Hanover kicks off at St. Paul on Friday. They won over Waverly. Axtell advances, shutting out St. John's Tipton 46-0. Axtell will entertain Lost Spring Center on Friday. They were a victor over Colony Crest. Centralia advances, eight-man Division I with a 46-14 win over Northern Heights. Centralia faces Olpe on Friday. They were victorious over Uniontown. Valley Heights Mustang season came to an end, going scoreless in regulation. It went to overtime as Jackson Heights had 6 and Valley Heights nothing.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The House of Representatives could vote on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement as early as this week or next. Committee Chairman Colin Peterson appeared on a podcast recently and said Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to get USMCA approval on the fast track. Peterson says the USMCA Working Group Chair Richard Neal of Massachusetts told him that Neal will try to move the legislation forward either this week or next. He's pushing hard, Peterson says, and it's going to get done. The question is whether it will be done during the next 2 weeks or sometime in December. While on a caucus conference call last week, Peterson said Pelosi talked about the push to pass USMCA. He said she wouldn't be doing that if she didn't want to get it done. Peterson explained, so this is going to get it done. USMCA Working Group has been meeting regularly with Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to negotiate changes needed to get votes from both sides of the political fence. The House Ag Chair says he anticipates that work will clear the way for rapid approval from all three countries. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue hoping that a third round of trade aid payments to farmers will be unnecessary in 2020 because of the new trade deal with China. Perdue spoke with reporters last week after returning from a successful trade mission to Mexico. Farmers, he said, would rather have trade than aid. At the same time, he did say the second round of 2019 trade aid has been approved and will be handed out to farmers soon. He said they got authorization of a second tranche. Expect payments to be out either late this month or early December. USMCA, one of the big topics of conversation in Mexico. Purdue said Mexican officials hoping Congress will sign off on that agreement as soon as possible. Said they've done their work. They're anxious for us to complete our task as well. Immigration was another topic of conversation with Mexican officials. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The House of Representatives could vote on the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement as early as this week or the next. Farm Journal's AgWeb.com says Colin Peterson appeared on the D.C. Signal to Noise podcast recently and said Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to get the USMCA approval on, quote, the fast track. Peterson says USMCA Working Group Chair Richard Neal of Massachusetts told him that Neal will try to move the legislation forward either this week or the next. He's pushing hard, Peterson says. It's going to get done. The question is whether it will be done during the next 2 weeks or sometime in December.
December. While on a caucus conference call last week, Peterson says Pelosi talked about the push to pass USMCA. The USMCA working group has been meeting regularly with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to negotiate the changes needed to get the votes from both sides of the political fence. The House Ag Chair says he anticipates that work will clear the way for rapid approval from all three countries. In other news, USDA's Rod Bain says the November crop production report notes lower production forecast for spring planted crops.
The November report cites corn production forecast down 1% from October, soybean production down slightly, and cotton production forecast decreased by 4% from the previous month. The trend in lower production forecast for these crops stems from adjusted yield forecast lower in November. The lower production outlook also contributed to changes in the season-ending average price estimate for many of these crops. For instance, the midpoint price for corn is now up a nickel month over month to $3.85 a bushel, while the season-ending average price for cotton rose 3 cents from October. Soybean prices, however, remained unchanged month over month, still at $9 a bushel at the midpoint, due primarily to an increase in domestic bean ending stocks. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sam Speck with your agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Price sells cars at Rusty Egg Ford. At Rusty Egg Ford, we know bad things can happen to good people. So if you have good credit, bad credit, no credit, or a discharge bankruptcy, no problem. Call 333-3333 and ask for Mr. Ed. At Rusty Egg Ford, we have you covered, so call us at 333-3333 and ask for Mr. Ed. One more time, call 333-3333 and ask for Mr. Ed.
And now from Rusty Egg Ford for all you Chiefs fans.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. Well, the weather outside remains frightful. The forecast and more coming up.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I was just listening to the forecast for the coming week or so, and it isn't getting any easier for farmers still hoping to get their crops harvested. And it's interesting to look at the current weather pattern we appear to be in, rewinding through the wet fall we're having and zipping back past the wet spring that much of farming America had to the wet fall of 2018. But before we get there, let's look at the current 10-day forecast from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
This takes us right into the heart of mid-November, the 12th through the 18th. We are looking at the likelihood of below normal temperatures across the eastern half of the country, with the exception of South Florida. Warmer than normal weather expected from the Pacific coast to the Rockies. In terms of precipitation from the 12th through the 18th, large part of the country expecting near or below normal precipitation. That dryness or likelihood for dryness covers much of the Midwest, a bit of good news there, but also covers most areas west of the Rockies. Wetter than normal conditions expected for parts of the High Plains, the Deep South, and along the Atlantic seaboard.
And that forecast for farmers in many areas is not good news because they already have way too much moisture in their soil.
USDA topsoil moisture numbers for the week ending November 3rd indicating that some of the wettest areas have gotten wetter. 21% of the country reporting surplus topsoil moisture. That's up 2 percentage points from last week. Now, in the Midwest, we have a number of states anywhere from 30 to more than 70% surplus at this time. Michigan showing the highest surplus topsoil moisture at 73%. Other states of note, North Dakota at 54%, Minnesota coming in at 38%, And then also above 30%, South Dakota at 34 and Wisconsin at 37.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says when you take a broader look at the weather, it hasn't been just a wet fall preceded by a wet spring. It goes back to last year.
What has been most impressive is how long this wet spell has lasted.
And he says there's more to come, it looks like.
We appear to have entered one of these longer-term wet signals that can be multi-year. We'll see what happens, but indications are, especially across the north, that we'll go into a wet winter, a snowy winter.
And maybe carrying over to next spring.
Planting delays almost seeming to be a certainty, given the wetness that's locked into the soil.
Aye, aye, aye. Back after this.
Many corn growers across the country already know that Headline Ant Fungicide delivers more bushels of corn than any other fungicide. It enables corn to grow more efficiently through proven plant health benefits and provides powerful control against diseases that attack corn. Find out more at HeadlineAntFungicide.com or talk to any Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branch about our SkyTech aerial application service. Maximize your corn yields by using Headline Ant. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 17 degrees this morning with a wind chill in the single digits. Yes, it's still early November. We've got our third snowfall of the season. And with a winter mix, we'll have some slick spots this morning and likely throughout the day. Be advised. Highs approach 30 today. That's going to be it. 17 degrees under a cloudy overcast.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Monday. Cameron Dicker kicked a 26-yard field goal as time expired, sending Texas to a 27-24 victory over number 20 Kansas State Saturday as the Longhorns maintained their hopes of returning to the Big 12 championship game. Skylar Thompson was excellent early until Texas press coverage neutralized his receivers and the Wildcats running game never developed. Up next for the Wildcats, they'll host West Virginia on Saturday. The Jayhawks football squad had a bye week this Saturday. In Chiefs action, Ryan Tannehill threw a 23-yard touchdown to Adam Humphries with 23 seconds left, and the Tennessee Titans blocked a last-second field goal attempt to beat the Kansas City Chiefs 35-32, spoiling the return of NFL MVP Patrick Mahomes. Monday night football action a week from tonight, the Chiefs and the Chargers in California. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, join us Saturday, November 16th as Coach Kleiman and your Wildcats host West Virginia as we celebrate college football's 150th anniversary, including a special halftime show featuring Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve yours today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss this special game in Manhattan as your Wildcats host the Mountaineers Saturday, November 16th. Go Cats!
And a game between Hanover and Frankfurt was exactly what was expected. It was expected to be a close, tight, back-and-forth ball game, and that's exactly what it was. Hanover defeats Frankfurt 36-32 to advance in the playoffs. Hanover led Frankfurt at the end of the first quarter 16-6. Frankfurt outscoring Hanover in the second quarter 12-6. Hanover leading 22-18. It was just a one-score third quarter as Hanover got the only touchdown of the third quarter. It was a one-yard run by Jacob Judeman to take the lead, 28-18 going into the fourth quarter. Frankfurt does score twice in the fourth. Hanover, however, scores once. Frankfurt outscoring Hanover 14-8 in the fourth, but it was just not enough as Hanover hangs on to win it 36-32. So Frankfurt will end the season with two losses, both of those coming to Hanover. Hanover, with just one loss, will improve and move on and take on St. Paul in the next round. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
The Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins win the Class D1 state volleyball title, defeating Archbishop Bergen Saturday in the championships 25-19, 25-17, and 25-22. The win gives Dealer Odell three sweeps in the state tournament at Lincoln, capping a nearly perfect season, having lost a single set. Dealer Odell, state champion, Class D, won a first title for the Lady Griffins. High school football action in sectional play on Friday. Eight-man Division II, Hanover defeated Frankfort 36-32. Hanover kicks off at St. Paul on Friday. They won over Waverly. Axtell advances, shutting out St. John's Tipton 46-0. Axtell will entertain Lost Spring Center on Friday. They were a victor over Colony Crest. Centralia advances, eight-man Division I with a 46-14 win over Northern Heights. Centralia faces Olpe on Friday. They were victorious over Uniontown. Valley Heights Mustang season came to an end, going scoreless in regulation. It went to overtime as Jackson Heights had six and Valley Heights nothing.
A tiny black dot will move across the face of the sun today. We will tell you what's going on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 11th, the 315th day of the year. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio has a birthday, and Kate Smith.